Thanks for tuning in. From Municipal World, I'm Susan Gardner. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share your stories, providing insights into the challenges and opportunities facing local governments and communities just like yours. The MW Shares podcast is powered by Shure Microphones. Today, I'd like to share two conversations with you. The first is a conversation I had with Zoran Postic just before the 2019 FCM conference. Zoran is the Deputy City Manager of Public Works for the City of Vaughan. Today, you'll find out why the City of Vaughan decided to change its entire philosophy around employee engagement.
Welcome. Thanks. Why don't you tell people your position?
So I'm the Deputy City Manager of Public Works in the City of Vaughan, where I'm responsible for leading 300 men and women that are full-time and about 110 seasonal staff and about 120 part-time staff.
Wow. So a big team, yeah. And that team has done some award-winning work recently, including an award from the Association of Municipalities of Ontario last year.
Yeah, and that actually was a big award. It was the Peter J. Marshall Award for Municipal Innovation on a Contract. So a few years ago, we had this idea that we wanted to have a long-term performance-based winter maintenance contract. And so we worked with a number of different agencies, pulled together this contract, and after 2 years of having this contract in place, we reduced our complaints by 60%. So the citizen experience went up. From an operational standpoint, we're saving upwards of $300,000 per year. So over the life of the contract, it's going to be saving up to $3 million. So it hit on those two pieces. So making sure we enhance citizen experience, we're lowering our costs around operational performance. But this is when I had this aha moment where this was sort of a top-down type of an initiative, and we really never engaged our staff, which is an important piece to make sure we hit on our service excellence initiatives. And our mission statement at Vaughan is citizens first through service excellence. So proud of the contract, a lot of people put in a lot of effort, both past employees and present. So the contract was built over.
Okay. So you had your aha moments, yeah. That fed into something else.
Yeah. So I started thinking, okay, you know, we're talking about this contract, we're out there boasting about it, and we're all proud of it. And what I wanted to say is our mayor is very progressive, Ritsu Bevilacqua, and he was very supportive of taking the organization, the city, down to something they hadn't done before, as well as the rest of our council. But what I realized when we were talking about it is our staff were like, you never asked us. And that's where we had this idea of, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to do kind of like a Dragon's Den style type of an event. Where we're going to ask staff to bring forward ideas in a safe environment where we provide them with opportunities to prepare presentations however they wanted to do them. We also wanted to make sure that we're going to ask for their ideas on how we were going to improve citizen experience or reduce costs, that they knew that, you know what, this was what our budget was, this is when we were going to make a decision, and then we were going to try to implement all these ideas. So it was really important to say, you know, this is what we're going to do with your ideas. And that led to what started as a program called Vaughan Inventors. And it started in our Transportation Services, Parks and Forestry Operations Department, which then went on to Public Works. And now it's a corporate initiative, and it's evolved, and it continues to grow and get better, and that's called Vaughan Innovators.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I'm sure that's had the effect of certainly building trust with employees, you know, what the process is going to be. They know how their, how their input is going to be used. What sort of other outcomes have they been?
Yeah, so what's really important is that, you know, people want to know, you know, how does what I do, how does it fit into the big picture? Right. So we're always talking about, we have a brand new strategy map on all these things that we need to deliver over term council. So staff are obviously a very important part of making sure that we deliver on these things. And as for this event, the original intent of this was to just bring forward staff, to your point about trust, is to get them in an environment to bring forward their ideas. And the original goal was to get three teams. That's what we wanted, is three teams from three different parts of the Transportation Services, Parks and Forestry Operations Department. We ended up getting 12 teams, almost 50 participants. Mm-hmm. And what you have to keep in mind is these are people that, you know, their office is a park, or it's a community center, or it's being in a snowplow or a sidewalk plow. Their office isn't sitting at City Hall, so they don't naturally get up and present. So what was amazing for me is they poured their hearts out and came forward with their ideas. So just the fact, whether it was a great idea or not a great idea, whether we implemented it or not, that didn't matter to me.
It was a step crossing that threshold, right?
Yeah, it was about building trust with them and showing that we truly do care about them And at the same time, we have to perform. We always need to be rethinking what we do and how we do it, because we have a 3% tax limit in the city. And we have to make sure that we're always being able to deliver on all the services our citizens expect and our council wants to deliver. So yeah, it led to trust. It was a fun environment. A lot of people really enjoyed it, and it's gained a lot of momentum. Like I said, now it's gone across the entire city. And it continues to evolve and change and grow, which is great.
So what kinds of innovations are coming out of this for the city?
So the first one was a wheelbarrow that helped with mulching. So it was a design that was created that saved you time, and it was actually a really, really good idea. During the second event, we had something that was going to help our crossing guards, which was sort of a red flag. So when the kids were crossing, it added the safety enhancement. And there have been a bunch of other ideas that have come forward. And there have been winning ideas and ideas that didn't necessarily win. I know that we were looking at, we put a cap on the back of all of our sidewalk clouds for salt. Although it didn't win, we still thought, you know what, it still might provide or it might be applicable to some of the things that we've done. I want to say there were over 30 ideas that we had, and we tried to implement pretty much all of them. So a lot of success with the program.
That's fantastic. And sometimes, as you said, you know, the every idea may not be a winner in and of itself, but it could spark innovation or thinking along the lines of what could work, what could we change.
Yeah, and I think what's really important is that going back to my aha moment, it's making sure that we're asking people what they think. And, you know, the people that are out there doing the work every single day, they have good ideas, but it's about getting them to bring those forward. Yeah. And again, it's in a safe environment where we're going to support them. And so we're going to continue to do that, because if you take a look at what service excellence means, if we don't care about our staff, they're not going to care about our citizens. They'll come in and they'll exchange time for money. So we really got to get them to understand that what we're there to do, the purpose of our jobs, is to serve our citizens. And the same thing is, we always need to be recreating ourselves and rethinking how we do our business. There are all these things that are pushing on our business, from technology, citizen expectations. I talked about the financial environment. The industry always has a new mousetrap they're trying to sell us. There are best practices that are being... So we need to make sure that we're engaging our staff and we're thinking about this stuff and bringing it forward in a safe environment. And we'll continue to do that. And so it's fun. It's a fun place to be. And we're going to keep doing that.
And it sounds like that makes it a great place to work.
It is. And for me personally, when I see people put themselves out there and pour themselves out with their ideas, that to me, that is important for me, because it shows that they're growing. It shows that they trust us. It shows that they're learning. They're sharing their ideas, and we want to keep that going. So when I see that, it's not so much about the idea. There are great ideas. It's about seeing people grow and put themselves out there. And that to me is the piece about building trust, which is really, really important if we're going to have an organization that's going to deliver on the things that we need to.
And I think any organization, it doesn't matter, you know, where you are, what department, the whole organization benefits when people can bring their whole selves to work and their ideas, and trust that it's a safe space to do that and bring their best.
Absolutely. There was this guy, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, his name is Theodore Roosevelt. And he said something along the lines of, people don't care about how much you know. They don't care about your title, your position. They don't care about any of that until they know about how much do you truly care about.
Yeah.
And, you know, in public works, we have a why statement that basically says we believe in fostering a community where people can have a better tomorrow. And investing in people and making sure that we truly care about them, we invest in them, and that they understand that we do need to perform and we have to serve our community is where we're going. And we're going to keep doing that through things like Bond Innovators and other types of things that we do across the city.
And it starts at the staff level inside the organization, and that's the spirit that extends out into the community. So that same kind of care.
Absolutely. That's where it has to start. And my job is, with that many staff that we have, I need to make sure that every single opportunity that I have, that I do show that I care. And it's not just by an email. It's not by something you post on a wall. It's a conversation every single day.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that story. I appreciate it. And congratulations to the City of Vaughan.
Thank you.
If you're interested in hearing more from Ryan Walter, he can be found on Twitter at @WRyanWalter, or you can visit his website, ryanwalter.com. In order to thrive, Our local democracies depend on our ability to live and work well together. Unfortunately, our capacity to collaborate is often undermined by rising incivility and divisiveness in our communities. In her new book, Save Your City, Diane Callan-Sucre empowers community leaders and citizens to be part of the solution. Find Save Your City in the Municipal World Bookshop at books.municipalworld.com. The second conversation I'll be sharing with you today is a discussion I recently had with NHL champion and leadership coach Ryan Walter at the Ontario Municipal Administrators Association Fall Workshop. We discussed important ways that municipal leaders can bring the changes their organizations need. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ryan delivered a very powerful keynote this morning about leadership and your experiences, informed, of course, by a really great background in the NHL.
Thank you.
So you talked to the administrators this morning about high-performing teams.
Yeah.
The mistake that we sometimes make, thinking that high-performing teams are founded in action, but in reality, it's something different.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, actually, that's a great point. Action's so important. I mean, that's what we see. That's what we hold accountable. So it's very important. And action is actually sort of a double whammy because it can inform belief system and mindset. But the mindset and belief system and that sort of, we call it the inner game, is really the prime deliverer of action. So you can have, you know, my example would be, when I was playing minor hockey, there was, you know, 20 other kids that had more talent than I had. And really the question I always ask people is, why did I play in the NHL? Well, I give my mom and dad all the credit because they grew a little Ryan Walter that seemed to have a belief system and a mindset that said, okay, you know, so I busted a knee, no problem. We'll rehabilitate that. I'm a hockey player. So identity sometimes is actually one of the key drivers, so belief system, mindset of the action that we take, not necessarily the skill we have.
So in an organization, a municipal organization or business organization, belief systems can be important. Mm. And if you find yourself in an organization that's kind of more on that negative end of the spectrum, how can you work to change that? As
Wonderful.
A leader?
What a great question. I think leadership is sort of throughout the organization. Leaders tend to be positional. So we can talk about both, you know, as a leader positionally, we need, and I hope I had a chance to challenge your awesome people there. But what I'm learning is that our people assimilate our energy. So as a leader, the first move is us. And that's always true of leadership, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think this idea that faces are the prime shifter of energy, it's a powerful piece. It's a reminder for me. But if we are within the context of maybe not a positional leadership, in positional leadership, and we're just, you know, in the context of leading our culture, I like this idea of being a thermostat instead of a thermometer. So there's so many people in life that go, oh, it's cold in this team, I'm going to leave. But, and that's okay. If you have to leave, you leave. But I think great people that are, you know, excited about leadership go, no. I'm going to be the change that this organization needs. And I'm going to change the temperature instead of just telling the temperature. I think that's such a powerful piece. And I really hope that encourages people at every position to really believe in leadership and that leadership is influence. So what kind of influence do I have today?
Okay. So a lot of the folks you were talking to here today have just come through municipal elections, and that's true in a lot of communities across the country right now. So some of them are playing with the same team or mostly the same team,
yeah.
A few trades,
yeah.
to borrow your language.
Yeah.
But for those who have significant change, they got a whole new team or significantly new team.
Mm.
What kind of advice do you have for them?
It's really good. I think that, you know, there's Aristotle said that thoughts are causes. So I think the first thing as a leader, we have to think, okay, so, you know, what are the things that I can help put in place to influence the thinking of my people in a positive way? So, you know, who am I is the first question as a leader. I've got to make sure that I'm moving in the right direction. And then how do I influence mindsets in our team? And some of that we talked this morning is around the experiences of our culture. That is such a huge piece that I think people get intuitively, but they don't really play it out, you know? So what kind of experiences does our culture need? I'll give you an example. People don't realize how powerful having a barbecue on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Like getting a team together socially is such a powerful piece. And yet we all go, they don't really want to do that. They just want to get home. Most teams love that barbecue. So when we create an experiential sort of opportunity for our team to get better, to be at that next level, we can really help, I believe, the mindset, the belief system, the energy of our team.
Okay. So great advice as you're going forward with your new teams on council and in your community and in your workplace. Thank you so much, Ryan, for joining us. It was really nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Susan. Awesome.
I'd like to thank Zoran Postick and Ryan Walter for taking the time to sit down and chat with us. And thank you for listening to the MW Shares podcast. We'd like to hear your ideas. If you have a topic you'd like to see covered in a future episode, simply drop us an email at stories@municipalworld.com. Also, don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe. I'm Susan Gardner for Municipal World, and we'll be back with more stories next week.